Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining me. My name is Stacy Johnson, and I am the director of SF Johnson Family and Community Services, and thank you for joining me today for the Black Women of the Democratic Party. Right now, I want to give you a little information. I want to tell you a little bit about the Pan-African Congress. And this information I'm getting from Wikipedia, so I've tested it in a few areas, and it's pretty accurate. If you have a comment, please do me a favor, because the show is only 30 minutes. If you could put it in the chat, and then I'll make sure to read it, comment on it during the 30 minutes, and eventually we're going to extend the time if we find that there is an interest. So let me tell you a little bit about the Pan-African Congress. Following from about the first conference in the 1900s in London, there was a series of eight meetings that took place, series of eight meetings over many, many years. The first was held in 1919. There were eight in total, and the very last one was held in 2014. Okay, it was intended to address the issues facing Africa as a result of European colonization for most of the continent. So they were getting together after the First World War to say, okay, what can we do to help the people that basically we went in their country, took all of their resources, treated them like crap? What do we do? How do we resolve this after the First World War? And so colonial powers in Africa wanted the native Africans to wait, right? Just like with civil rights, right, we had to wait. And still, in the 70s, there were some states here in our United States that had to be forced to bus children to different schools. Okay, so they wanted them to wait patiently for the limited political concessions and better career opportunities, due to the exclusions from the negotiations from the Treaty of Versailles in 1919. And that was very important, because that was the most important peace treaty at the time, brought after World War I, and it brought it to an end. And then black servicemen that were involved, just like in any case, just like in our country, they hear about freedom and liberty and all of that stuff, but it's never for them. And so over the series of eight meetings, again from 1919 all the way to into 2014, they were discussing ways to, you know, be fair to the Africans after going in there and taking from them. So you can look for yourself to see how that worked out. But they mentioned the most important one was the fifth, where not only was it the African nations that were involved. The fifth Pan-African Congress took place in 1944. And in that one, it appears that the NAACP was involved. So it was the individuals involved in the African, they call it diaspora, right, of anybody related to Africa, whether you were a black African-American or you were from Africa and lived in Africa, or you any type of African connection. And so the fifth, in 1944, they began to try to address the issues of African Americans, and maybe that's when we got the NAACP and all the dressing kind of stuff that we got. We got the Civil Rights Act, and we got all of that stuff. But today, we fast forward to 2022. Not only are they taking away the right to abortion, which they say affects a lot of African Americans, probably more so birth control, the need for birth control. But they're taking away our voting rights. We've got the war in Ukraine. We've got so many things that supersede the issues of African Americans. And I thought about, you know, creating a political party, because for the simple fact that you see no African American leaders doing anything, I mean anything, specific to the needs of African Americans. And so who votes Democrats in the most and all the time is black women. But none of our issues are addressed. And so my idea with the black women of the Democratic Party, not so much to form a new political party, but to form a political organization that specifically addresses the needs of black women, black families, black children. And so what I wanted to talk about today in the first 30 minutes is how do you create a political party? And so today we'll talk about how you create a political party, and tomorrow we'll talk about why we need a political party. And again, just like the Pan-African Congress, the intention was to address how you could compensate, basically, Africans for going into their country, taking their resources, colonizing them, and it basically was an effort to decolonize Africa, and it was a very successful organization in doing that. We need the same thing here. We're basically colonized, and we don't know it. And so, and again, my biggest problem and my biggest issue is why don't we see black leaders addressing our needs? And so today I want to just talk a little bit, and not only for today, it's for the future, for children, for you. You may want to form your own political party. Your children may want to, because eventually we're going to have to wake up and see that these two political parties have evolved into something that only helping them, and they're barely keeping us free. Some of us, they don't even keep us free. They're barely keeping us in our beds at night when we're sleeping, right? So if nothing else, get this information. You may want to do it for yourself in the future. And right now, we all need to be looking towards the future when it comes to this country. So if you ever thought about it, here's some things to think about. Okay, so starting a political party is a major undertaking, and you will need lots of support. Figure out your party's platform, and that's what we talked about today. And at the early stages, then work to get the message out. So black women of the Democratic Party, what's your message? Well, me particularly, I would like to see black history emphasized more, and CRT, that's ignorance. That's just, you know, to me, CRT is like a spirit out there saying, you know, you need to learn about black history. And so somehow that those two letters came out, which basically, if you even think about what it means, and a lot of people don't even know the definition of CRT before they try to ban it and yell about it and all kind of stuff. So go to our website, sfjfamilieservices.org. It's a very good explanation, and I do post videos on what CRT is. And, yes, it's real, and anybody with a brain would know it. All right, so it's hard to do. So the first thing we need to do is hold meetings. Okay, so if you're going to form a political party, of course you got to hold meetings to generate the interest in forming the party. And so I'm here every day at 3, Monday through Thursday, to see if there is an interest. And there are some few things that I'm going to recommend that we do, because I do have a nonprofit, again, at sfjfamilieservices.org, tutoring services, this kind of stuff. And my biggest emphasis at this point is to poke our African-American leaders as to what are you doing? Where are you? How come I don't see you on TV? How come I don't see you protesting? I mean, what? Why? Is there some reason why you can't do it? Martin Luther King used to do it. Where are you? You know, why? Why don't we see you? And so we need to poke those folks a little bit and say, hey, we are interested in forming a pseudo-political platform, the black women of the Democratic Party. We don't want to form our own party. We want to be Democrats because we know you can't win without us, but you do nothing for us after we have you win. That's the whole point. You do nothing after you win. And so we would like to say, hey, we want to at least fake it, at least act like you're doing something, because the other side has what? Federalist society, right, that helps them pick judges. Somehow they have all of this stuff. all these organizations on the Republican side to gather together, to write laws, to research, to screw us. What do we have? The NAACP? Mm-mm. So, how do you form a political party? First, hold meetings to generate the interest in forming the party. At every stage of creating them and maintaining a political party, you'll need lots of enthusiastic involvement. So, right now, I'm very enthusiastic. Let others know that you are interested in starting a new party, yes, and ask them to get involved. And I ask you to get involved. You can sign up to discuss what our platform will be. What are the things that African-American women need for their children, their family, and their lives, and their friends? And you don't have to be African-American to join. That's the ignorance of this country. We like to say, you're black, you're white, you're Hispanic, this group's for you, this group's for you, this one's for you. No. America has never been intended to be that way. That's why it's prospered for so long, because everyone of different everything was able to get along and do what's right for the whole. So, hold meetings, okay? So go to your community. We're going to do online meetings every day because you have to prove you have meetings in order to form a political party. A couple of things you have to prove. Okay, so first you got to generate interest. I'm almost certain there's an interest in black mothers doing better for their children, and that's all we're talking about here. What is our need, and how do we go for it? Okay, so two, create a logo identifying your party, the Black Women of the Democratic Party. We have to have a logo, some soul sister with an afro or some dreadlocks or all of the above and a nice perm. Okay. Three, establish a website. Easy, done. I can do it for free. And again, you can sign up at sfjfamilieservices.org. So we got to do the website and the domain. We've got to utilize social media to promote our party, which we're doing. I've already started doing. Five, we've got to work out financial aspects. So, yes, through our nonprofit, we are soliciting now for volunteers, for treasurers, for grant writers, for all of that. So we will definitely have a formal financial platform with many, many hands making sure. See, and that's the thing. There's so much corruption everywhere you turn. And if you look or saw when I originally posted this on Twitter, it's like, let's form a party that will do things the right way. If you are infatuated with a lot of money or no money, you're not the one for us, because money's not the issue. The money is necessary to advertise, unfortunately. And as you can see, it's only people with money that end up running for office. Our point is we are going to group together as a group, but we won't need money to make people do what we need to do, because we'll have the power of each one of us. The money aspect is to simply make T-shirts, whatever, that kind of stuff. And having a nonprofit now, and I'm 57 years old, for about 37 of my 57 years, will be fine. Okay, so work out the financial aspects. It takes money to organize a political party and to promote candidates for elections. Your party will need rules for how money will come in, who will oversee it, and how it will be used. Rules, okay? America don't like rules. Well, white America don't like rules. Okay, so we need to generate donations. How will they be generated? We need to open up accounts. And again, volunteer, volunteer, volunteer. That way you can directly be involved in all of this. I also have a for-profit. I'm in construction, so I don't really have a lot of time for a lot of little stuff. So please, volunteer, volunteer, volunteer. sfjfamilieservices.org. Okay, so forming the party was that first part. We got 15 minutes? Yeah, because we're only taking 30 minutes. Because I could take forever, but I'm only taking 30 minutes a show. Okay, so one, hold the meetings to generate interest. Two, create the logo. Three, establish the website. Four, utilize social media to promote the party. 5, work on financial aspects, and that would be the how to create part. Now we have to brand the party. And there are a few steps in branding the party. And remember, this is for you, your life, your family. Whenever this government pisses you off, you'll have, at least have a solid foundation as of which to stand. All right, now, branding the party. Give your party a distinctive name. The women of the Black women of the Democratic Party. It doesn't roll off the tongue very well, but we know who we are. And we got to start saying, hey. And my thing is, again, you don't win without us. But once you win, you avoid us. Then you throw Stacey Abrams up there, or you throw a Black spokesperson to make all of us think we're prospering. It don't work no more like that. So, distinctive name, we're branding our party. Distinctive name, the logo identifying the party. Again, did I already do this? Yeah, it's all the same stuff. Establishing the website, social media, and now we have to register. I think I read that twice. It's just under two different things. Okay, now we have to register the party. All right, once you've got the interest, you've got the logo, you got the website, you got the name, you have your purpose, right? And so that will be the next few steps. Why do we want a totally different platform from the ones that are currently with us now? Well, because they suck and they don't address our needs. Well, what are our needs? Well, that's what I need you to tell me. I know my needs. Help us financially prosper. Give us somewhere decent to live. And the current situation for anybody Black in this country, let's have it investigated and cleared up. I need to hear from my representatives more than just when the Rams win the Super Bowl or whatever the hell happens. Okay? Every day, every week. We need weekly town halls from these people to where they hear what you need and you see what they're doing. Ain't none of that going on. You just see some Trumpies out there acting like a fool, but you don't see nothing for us. Protesting is not making nothing happen. Organizing makes it happen. So, here we go. So, registered party. Collect signatures. So people got to sign up electronically. It's going to take a while, right? This is for the future, okay? I got a lot of future energy. I'm good at seeing what people will need in the future. That's why I've been able to be so versatile with my life. So this is for your future or for your present. Because really the thing is, we may not necessarily want a new party. We want the Democratic Party to listen and address the needs of the Black women that help you win all the time. We don't want to be prayed to. We don't want to have somebody, some spokesperson to make us think we're doing something good. We don't need that. We need concrete evidence that you are trying to have a serious impact on the lives of not me, but really my Black child and my Black grandson. So, we need signatures, people. And let's see, pass around paper online, let's see. So, to qualify as a political party, you'll typically need a certain number of signatures. This may simply be a hard number like 1,000, or it may be a certain percentage of voters registered in your area, like 5%. So it depends, and personally, I'm in the capital of California, so we can go with Sacramento, although it sucks. This is where I raised my kids, from Los Angeles to beautiful Lala. But anyway, so too, need any specific eligibility requirements, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. This can vary widely depending on the area you live in. In some cases, for instance, you may need to do things like prove you have spent more than $1,000 on election campaigns in a year. Show that you have received contributions. Have a current politician declare membership. That would be interesting. Reach a threshold number of official members. So those are some of the things that is part of the specific eligibility requirements. And remember, this is for your future, not just for me. File at the right time. In some cases, you can only register a political party at certain times of the year. For instance, you may not be able to register a new political party shortly before an election, like Kanye has tried to. God damn it. You know, he sure did, didn't he? Four, submit official filing paperwork. You'll need to contact the... Oh, that fool's off his meds. He was off back then. You know, don't get famous and get foolish. Do all of that before your ass is on TV every day. Oh, my God. Four, submit official filing paperwork. You'll need to contact the Electoral Commission in your area to determine what paperwork you will need to file. Typically, it will involve an official form, unlike the one Kanye tried to use to lay low, and copies of supporting documents like a statement of organization, contact information of officers, necessary signatures, and a financial statement. There also may be a filing fee. All right, so we want to start a political party. First thing is based on what? What do we need? What are we getting? Who do we talk to? And who could we address first? Say, get a current politician to join. I mean, black women. So that's going to be my goal over the next couple of weeks, to write up a platform. I've been a black mother. I still am. I've been a black grandmother. I still am. I've been a black woman for a very long time, 57 years. And so I'm kind of in on what black people need. So this is how you create a political party. I want to thank you for joining me. My name is Stacey Johnson, and I am the owner or operator of a couple of things. Well, I own SF Johnson Consulting and Construction Services, and I am also the director of SF Johnson Family and Community and Community Services. Please join the Black Women of the Democratic Party, and you don't have to be a black woman to join. You don't have to be black. You just have to show that you are interested in the issues that we choose to address, and like the Pan-African Congress, you want some compensation for the many, many injustices that you see before you against the African-American community. So, thanks for joining me. I'm not going to have music today. And if you look under the diary, AAASM, the diary, that's my other blog talk, oh, tons and tons of babbling for many, many years. But thank you for joining me, and please join me again tomorrow. Have an awesome Monday, and I will see you on Taco Thursday.